This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Pueblo County authorities in southern Colorado have issued evacuation orders for Beulah due to a fire burning on the border of Pueblo and Custer counties. Rye and San Isabel are also evacuated. Officials estimate the Aspen Acres fire at over 2,400 acres with strong shifting winds in the area. Meanwhile, a 43-acre fire in Fremont County has prompted evacuation southeast of Guffey. The so-called 11 fire has also closed some county roads in the area. A new emergency evacuation route has opened in Jefferson County 20 years after it was originally proposed. The road, just over a mile long, runs along the south side of Genesee. The road will not be open for everyday use or traffic congestion. Officials say Jefferson County is one of the most dangerous wildfire counties in the state, making the completion of the route even more essential. Tomorrow is Colorado's primary election, and a lot of key races are on the ballot, from governor to Congress. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
At the top of the ticket, Democratic Senator Michael Bennet and Attorney General Phil Weiser are competing in a tight race to be the nominee for governor. Republicans have a three-way race between state lawmakers Scott Bottoms and Barbara Kirkmeyer and political outsider Victor Marks. On the congressional side, longtime Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette in Denver is trying to fend off two challengers. And in the state's true toss-up district, CD8, two Democrats are hoping to take on incumbent Republican Gabe Evans this fall and flip one of the most competitive seats in the country. Ballots must be returned by 7 p.m. Tuesday through an official drop box or at a vote center. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
CPR's live election coverage begins tomorrow at 7 p.m. This is CPR News.